Hello, everybody. My name is Eli Mallon, and I'm here to talk about the conspiracy to solve video from everybody forever. It's top secret. Don't tell anybody. Definitely don't live stream this talk or anything like that. This is a conspiracy. We don't want to let anything out. My name is Eli Mallon. Like I said, I've got socials there. I'm a director of engineering at LivePeer. Actually very close to my 5-year anniversary at LivePeer, which is longer than I've done anything. Today I want to talk about what motivates me and what I think we can do to make video better for everybody in the world. I'm also going to talk about LivePeer Catalyst, which is software we put out, a media server that I think is going to help us toward this end. I've been working in decentralized video since 2016. I quit my job to try and go start my own company, and from there, all the experience I gained in that led me to LivePeer. This is the best life advice I've ever gotten from Dominic Tarr, who founded Secure Scuttlebutt. If anybody is familiar with that project, I asked him how I could contribute to Scuttlebutt, and he said, figure out what you are uniquely suited to do and then do it. And I think since this tweet, that's been approximately what I'm doing, is I happen to know a lot about video tech. I thought I could think of ways to improve the lives of people using it. And so that's what motivates me. And that's what sort of causes the mission to try and solve video for everybody forever. So we've had a lot of nice sort of state of the union talks in this room. About how things are going. So let's talk, this will be the state of the union for our conspiracy to solve video for everybody forever. There have been some setbacks. Video is not yet solved for everybody forever. And I'm gonna talk about a few of them here. The first I wanna talk about is corporate centralization. This is an analysis of game stream platforms. Like all live streaming platforms of a certain category here, you can see we sort of live in a world where it would seem to send out video to people you need to be a mega corporation, right? So we've got YouTube owned by Google and Twitch owned by Amazon, and everybody else, add up every other competitor, and they don't come close to those two. And while these platforms have enabled a lot of people to get started with video, there's also been some problems. In order to make these platforms work at these scale and make it work with all the sort of different content producers, these platforms tend to be extremely strict about things like having copyrighted music. Even when we're talking about a clip that you put in years ago, if that gets reported, you can get your Twitch account or your YouTube account permanently banned. And this has happened to a lot of people, basically wrecks their entire careers, right? They build entire careers on top of Twitch, on top of YouTube. And then basically these backroom deals that Twitch and Amazon, that Amazon and Google, rather, have had to sign with different folks causes them to, in order to make the copyright holders happy, in order to, these deals they sign with the big music labels and that sort of thing, they have to permanently ban these streamers. I want to point out, this isn't a law or anything like that. This isn't the rules about how you're supposed to use copyright. You're not supposed to use copyrighted content, but in terms of permanently deleting things, that's something that they just negotiated amongst themselves, but it basically, given this chart here, it basically has the force of a law. And that's people's entire livelihoods going away. So this is one group of people for whom we have not solved video for everybody forever. Another one would be, of course, Twitch streamers in South Korea, where Twitch just said, nah, it's too expensive to operate networks there. Some sort of contract dispute between local Korean ISPs and Amazon. And you just can't stream on Twitch in South Korea anymore. Or, got to go around in VPNs and that sort of thing, which is probably fine for the people in this room, but not fine for most people that are wanting to actually go about having a live streaming platform. YouTube, same deal. If you get 3 copyright strikes in 90 days per the contracts they've signed with the big record labels, just gone forever. Here's another one. This came up in my research for this just recently. I used to do a little bit of Twitter live streaming because it was a fun way to show, especially like the coding I was doing. And I've got a local archive of all my stuff because I'm a video engineer, and that's how I operate. Most people wouldn't, and so this is Twitter saving a little bit of money post Elon acquisition. And then, of course, Tumblr's ban, which was on adult content, but their sort of algorithms just sort of ended up nuking a lot of people's old Tumblr libraries, things they had spent years cultivating and building. And that's just all gone now. I would contend that video has not been solved for everybody forever for these people. Here's a fun one. So a lot of people, if you boat up a PlayStation and you buy an episode of Mythbusters, because you like Mythbusters and you want to watch that, it's just gone now. You don't get to watch it anymore. Why? Some agreement between Sony and Discovery that happened in some boardroom somewhere that we'll never be privy to. That's just gone. The concept of buying a piece of digital content apparently is just not something that really exists. Here's one in the news recently. Deepfakes. Taylor Swift was briefly blocked from being searched for on Twitter X, which is kind of funny because there is a ton of explicit deepfakes being made of her, and they didn't have any way to get that under control other than to block her from search entirely. This is an emergent problem. This has actually gotten worse. Some of this other stuff is longstanding problems, but this, as technology continues to develop, this is a emerging problem that's making video less solved for people. So that's not very encouraging. This next one is just a little pet peeve of mine, but have you ever had a video on your phone and you want to put it up on a TV? That's like impossible. You can get a Chromecast. The best ways to do that are Chromecast, which is, of course, you can have this proprietary Google framework built into every app on iOS and Android in order to make that happen, which is not super impressive. Some very heroic efforts to reverse engineer that, but I don't think it's like quite to the point where it would work in all cases. Or if you have an iPhone, you can pay Apple $130 for an Apple TV. And this is to get, think of the cumulative video knowledge in this room. That TV knows how to play an H.264 video, I guarantee it. It shouldn't be a problem, but to this very day it is. Curious if anybody, this is maybe my personal pet peeve, but I've worked in sort of video adjacent startups for a little bit. I'm gonna